Proclamation number 5207 of 9th of September, 1951. Declaration of kinship feelings. Soul particles. Secret connections often exist between people which they are unable to explain to themselves and which have their reason in the composition of the souls. For souls can meet very similar souls through the way they are formed, and this similarity gives rise to a feeling of kinship in the human being which, however, he is unable to explain with his intellect. And this is why such feelings can never be scientifically explained. Instead, they are merely spiritual feelings which are expressed and whose cause can only be explained spiritually. Every soul certainly contains the whole of creation, yet just as creation has the most diverse creations within itself, just as the animal world reveals an inconceivable diversity, so human souls are also different in kind, because the composition in every soul is different, which also makes the diversity of people understandable who, despite outwardly approximately the same design, differ from each other in character and emotion and can also be recognized by this deviation. Yet such souls can also meet in earthly life which would show an obvious similarity if the human being were able to see spiritually, for the soul's form and nature can only be perceived with spiritual eyes. But the souls themselves feel their kinship and therefore feel extraordinarily drawn to each other. But this is not to be confused with a purely physical urge for a connection. The spiritual togetherness is recognizable in obvious agreement in people's thinking and feeling, in harmony in the spiritual field and in the same striving, in a feeling of connectedness with each other which need not be expressed physically. These souls are attuned to each other. They do not fight each other and are always ready to help each other. They feel their sameness and are inclined to believe that they have led a common past life, and yet it is only the soul particles joined together in the same proportion which produce this unison and need not have been absolutely connected. But they once belonged to the same circle of fallen angels and followed the same course of development, which also spanned the same length of time. Which is why the striving towards each other is explainable. For the same course of development also shapes the souls in the same way, and if such souls meet in earthly life, where the consciousness of the ego is also developed, then the first signs of recollection also appear in them, however so faintly that they only suspect a certain connection, which they, however, often explain to themselves wrongly. In earthly life the soul is deprived of the recollection of its pre-stages, yet sensations remain. The same soul substances of the souls recognize each other because they have integrated themselves into the whole in the same relationship, and this recognition can then become conscious to people and now awaken the kinship feeling. The soul of the human being is so wonderfully artfully put together, and countless tones can sound in it, as on a precious instrument. A harmonious harmony now sounds like one tone and is already a foretaste of the union of like-tuned souls in the beyond, where the constant union with like spirits belongs to beatitude in the spiritual kingdom, which can therefore already begin on earth. But is merely an experience of the souls, not of the bodies. It should be noted that soul ties are of a completely different nature than physical ones, that the harmony of souls has completely different reasons and cannot be traced back to a living together as a human being in an earlier development, for even if this assumption were correct, that souls from an earlier embodiment meet again, the feelings of a harmony of souls are to be justified completely differently, and this explanation would always be a false conclusion. However, every soul will find its partner once, but but always then as a supplement to itself, even though every soul retains its individuality. But then the soul will already have reached a different stage of development than on Earth, and then it will also have penetrated knowledge to such an extent that it can recognize all correlations and that it can see spiritually what could not be made comprehensible to it on Earth. And the union of souls which complement each other is indescribably blissful and also gives the souls increased strength to work and thus to fulfill their task in the spiritual kingdom. And the souls strive ever more and more towards union with God in order to find supreme bliss in this union, which will never end. Amen.